Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, there's supposed to be music playing now. Okay, we'll try it again.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. I will see my dream come alive at last. I will touch the sky. And they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind. 'Cause I've got faith of the heart. Go where my heart will take me. I've got faith to believe I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul. No one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach every star.
That was Russell Watson and Faith of the Heart. And this is Until You Walk the Path, You Don't Know Where It Goes. I'm Teresa Chase. Happy Mercury retrograde, everybody. It's going to be an interesting ride from what I understand. But as long as you keep your faith and your courage, we'll all survive it. Today I'm hosting an intuitive counselor and author, Ron Schaefer. Schaefer, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I saw one of your readings, and I thought you were a little bit of amazing, so I wanted to host you so other people could find out how amazing you are.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, I do my free reading Fridays every Friday. So you guys can always catch me on my Facebook page, Simply Intuitive.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about your history and how did your gifts awaken?
Well, I've always been intuitive, always very much having prophetic dreams, being able to know things without really knowing how, and being definitely able to pick up on people's emotions very deeply. And, you know, I would go to school and I would tell people, oh, I already knew this was going to happen. I saw it in my dream. And, you know, people would really kind of shut that down and be like, oh, you can't dream about that, or you didn't know that. It's just a coincidence. And so I kind of shut it down a little bit until I just said, I kept on dabbling. Anything I would find on the TV, on the internet, anything that said anything about psychic or, you know, magic, I was there. I was watching it. I was right there, and I was like, oh, let's do this. So finally, after dabbling, I got so tired of starting it, stopping it, starting it, stopping it. I said, you know what? You are going to do this. You are going to be firm on your meditation and doing, you know, your tarot cards. You're not going to just drop them because, you know, you're not getting what you want, or you're not seeing the answer that you want. So that's when I really started in 2011. I said, nope, meditation every day. So that's what I started, meditation every day. And by no stretch of the imagination will I say after my first meditation, oh, the whole entire world opened up to me. No, it took a couple of months for me to really open up and be accepting of the gifts that I had closed down. But after that, I had spirit on my side the whole time, because spirit gave me the opportunity to do readings for people mm-hmm. at my work, where I felt comfortable, where I knew these people.
Right.
And I could be like, okay, I'm getting a vibe off you. Are you okay today? What do you mean? They ask me. And I'd say, well, you know, I feel like you're really angry. And I think you're angry at, you know, such and such person. Well, how did you know I had a fight with them? And I'd be like, oh, you know, my guides told me, or this told me. And, you know, that's how I really got started. And finally, I just put myself on the internet and I said, you know what? I want to help more people. And so I said, here I am, world. accept me for who I am or don't, but I'm here to do readings and help people in any way possible.
That's wonderful. I mean, a lot of people, there are a lot of people who have gifts, but not everybody develops them or trusts them. And from my own practical experience, the more I trusted mine, the more accurate that I became.
Yes.
It's just when you start second-guessing yourself and trying to find the logic of it that you really torpedo yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We're going to be talking about the Akasha Records. And there's a lot with people wake, their gifts are awakening, because that's what the energy is doing. It's not just making us crazy insane, but it's also upgrading us. And having access to the records directly will help everybody. How would you define the Akashic Records?
The Akashic Records are basically your book of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your past lives, your present life, and I want to make very clear of this, future possibilities.
Right.
Nothing is ever set in stone. And that's one thing the Akashic Records really teach you, is that nothing is set in stone. Just because you see it or you feel it,
mm-hmm.
you sense it, you hear it, doesn't mean that it's going to come true. What it does mean is it's a possibility based on the present energy.
Right. One of the things that I used to do readings, I would tell my clients is that you have to actively participate in your present so you do have a future.
Yes.
If you want a job, I can tell you, all the different jobs that are out there available for you. But unless you go out your door and actually apply, they're not going to, the likelihood of them coming knocking on your door is not out of the possibility, but it's less likely.
Right.
So you have to actually participate in your life into making things happen.
Yes, exactly.
So what was your first experience with the Akasha Records?
My very first experience with the Akashic Records, I had heard about them for months. Heard about them. I was like, okay, Spirit, I get the point. You want me to look into this. But I didn't understand how to get in there. And so one day I just sat down and I had heard someone on YouTube, Glammy Witch, as well as Marianne Moore of Akashic Inspirations, I had heard them talking about a healing modality that they just made up. And I was like, what? I was like, okay, well, I want to try to make up a healing modality. And then all of a sudden, that's when it happened. And I was able to enter the Akashic Records of other people to do healings. That's how I accessed them at first, was through my primary gift, which is healing.
Right.
And I was able to see a book, and I could put basically in my little meditation zone, I would see the book, and I would put my hand over it, and I would say, okay, what lifetime needs to be healed? And the book would flip open, and pages would just fly, and it would stop somewhere. And wherever it would stop, a hologram would pop up, and it would show me just like a brief history, like just, like a little clip, and be like, okay, this is the part that needs to be healed. This is what you need to work on. So I tried it on Marianne Moore and Deborah Bowen, because they were the only people talking about it and the only people that were accessible at the time.
Right.
And so I said, please, would you allow me to do this? Oh, sure. So I do it, and they both messaged me back, so you're an Akashic reader. Wow, that's really interesting. How did you develop your ability? Same thing. How did you develop your abilities? And I was like, it just happened. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the best gifts are the ones that you're given, because that means you had them from the past, and you're now ready to accept them in the present. And it's strange, because what you just described is one of the basis of my novel, Nick for Yourself, which is a reincarnation piece, novel.
Oh.
And one of the main character is having horrible things happen in her life, and she doesn't understand why. And she's taken back to the records and then actually back to those previous lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And she learns why things happen, so that when her soul comes back to the present, she is able to see the who, what, and where, why of everything.
Right.
And it actually ends up saving her life.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, and that's the thing with the Akashic Records is they do show you the past. And, you know, what I've learned over the course of, you know, the years and working with the Akashic Records is that the past that they're showing you is actually relevant to the present that you're living. It's just
right.
kind of a, and this is going to sound very, I guess, woo-woo, if you would like to say, but basically it's just a quantum mirror for what
yes.
you're currently going through, and you're able to heal it more quickly through seeing it as a past event. People are like, oh, that was in my past life. Okay, I can heal that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it heals the present. But actually, it's just an easy, you know, it's just easier for people to say, oh, that was in the past. I can let that go and now move forward in the present.
Right. One of the things that I also have told people is that, you know, you see the patterns of the present, and that will lead you the patterns to the past. And once you connect the two, you can heal yourself back to the core issue and then start moving forward and then healing to yourself to the present. So,
yes.
you know, you learn from the past, you live in the you plan for the future, but you live in the present. But they're all interconnected on so many different levels.
Oh, yes.
So, I guess, how would you recommend people learn how to read their records?
Well, first you have to learn what your gifts really are, because you can't just enter the Akashic Records all willy-nilly. You actually really have to do a lot of shadow work so you can enter the records, because the records are a purified place. This is basically sources, source God, how, you know, spirits,
mm-hmm.
library. So you have to do a lot of your own self-work so you can actually enter that. And in doing your own self-work, that is how you find out what your gifts really are. You know, for me, it was healing. That's how I was able to access it, because I had tried just meditating. I'd be like, okay, show me the records, show me the records. Or I'd like to enter the Akashic Records. And then, you know, I heard somewhere they're like, you can call on Archangel Metatron. Archangel Metatron. But that didn't work. And it wasn't until I found my own unique way to
right.
go in that it really started to elevate, and I really started to get amazing information. So what I really encourage people to do is find your gift. Don't
right.
worry about what other people say, because when you start worrying about what other people say, then what happens is you're doing it their way. You're not
right.
doing it your way. And the Akashic Records is all about your own individuality. It is your record. It's not my record. It's not, you know, your mom's record. It's your record. So you have to go in the best way for you. And be that through meditation, be that through, you know, some sort of hypnosis, be that through just sitting down and saying, show me a past life.
You're right. So a lot of people, like, catchphrase, are learning their gifts. And when something new pops up, especially initially, there's a lot of fear involved. Did you experience that?
I didn't. And I can't really explain to you why I didn't. It was just, I wasn't afraid of it because I had already been semi-introduced in my childhood to it, and I was always told by my guides, by angels, whoever you want to say, and also, you know, just by the TV, and basically the TV was, you know, my guides speaking to me, saying, there's nothing to be afraid of, because once you fear your gift, once you fear the information, that's when you block it all, and that, you know, that happens to so many people, and the one thing I can tell you is, you are never going to attract anything that is not of your own vibration.
Right.
So if you try, you know, if you're like, you know, for me, for channeling, people are like, aren't you afraid of, like, channeling something evil? I was like, no, because I've never channeled anything evil. I don't, you know, it's never been an experience of mine. So I don't
right.
understand why you would be afraid of that, because it's not going to happen. You only attract your own vibration, and you can always discern the information, if it's high, you know, high vibrational energy or low vibrational energy by the way it makes you feel, either in your body, in your mind, or in your soul. And as long as it makes you feel open and, you know, accessible, and it makes you feel uplifted, then you know that's high vibrational information. But if it makes you feel closed down, if it makes you feel like you're in a sense of lack, that's usually either the ego or just a lower vibration. And it's right. So easy to get rid of that. You just, all you have to do, either call on Archangel Michael or call on the Violet Flame, and it yeah. will be done.
I either do the Violet Flame or I basically surround myself in the white fury of the sun.
Ooh,
so,
that's beautiful.
You don't, if you add negative to negative, you will always get negative, more negative.
Yes.
But with the white fury of the sun, fury does not always mean anger. It just means power.
Right.
So you burn away and send basically the cords that, you know, of negativity that people are trying to attach to you, you use them as fuses.
Right.
So you surround yourself in the fury of the sun, which lights that cord as a fuse, and it burns its way all the way back and breaks that connection.
It's beautiful, yes.
And in my own life, I'm an intuitive and empath. So I have I am working on discerning, even at my age, discerning the difference between my stuff and other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you send it, I used to send it back. And there, you know, it was like ping pong back and forth. You send it up to the divine to be dealt with appropriately and then let go. And if they have a tendency to pop into your mind, basically send that back up too, because that's one way of a cord being attached.
Right.
So anyway, you wrote a book that helps people develop their gifts. It's called Intuitive Toolbox. Could you tell us more about it?
Well, the Intuitive Tool Belt is just basically it's been a very long, journey with that book, because I didn't want to write it. I will be very honest. I am not gifted with writing. Now, speaking, I could speak all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But writing, that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
And Spirit kept on saying, write a book. I'd go to psychics, why aren't you writing a book? And I'm like, because I'm not. I'm not writing it. And finally, I just got so tired of the message. I said, Spirit, you want me to write this book? Fine. Give me the first chapter. And I went on my walk that day, and in came the chapter. Out it comes my mouth, and I am basically speaking it, and so I have to whip my phone out really quick, turn on the voice recorder, and record myself doing the whole first chapter and then going home and writing it down. And then after that, that's just how the book came.
Mm-hmm.
It just started to come piece by piece by piece.
Yep.
And the fun thing was, and of course I didn't see it's fun when I was going through it, but Spirit made me experience every chapter that I was doing. Even if I'd already done that work, it said, no. You go back and revisit it so you can put your own opinion on it. You can say, this is what I did to help me. So, you know,
right.
My information may help others, because there may be others out there like me who it just comes, you know, very easily and simply. And then for some people, it may be very hard. So I can do it either way. And that's basically what my whole book is about, is just helping you to awaken your intuitive skills, because every single person on this planet at this time is a psychic.
Yes. It is the human version of instinct.
Yes.
And it's, you know, a higher grade of the survival instinct.
Exactly. That's exactly what intuition is. And, you know, the thing is, it's intuition. It's not extravision. You know, everyone loves to try to go outside of themselves to try to find the information, but really every single bit of information that you want lies within you. It's just a matter of accessing it and being patient. And that's what I try to really, you know, go into depth in my book about, is, you know, how your guides and angels are not going to appear at the bottom of your bed and say, okay, I'm your spirit guide, I'm here to guide you, let's go. That's not how they work. Spirit guides just like your intuition, are very subtle.
Yes.
It's a very subtle energy, and they're not going to come and whack you over the head and say, wake up, it's time to go. They're just going to give you little hints, little pinches. Hey, why don't you go this way? Hey, why don't you try this? And, you know, in our society today, we're so used to everything just being given to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us to work at gaining that greater connection with our guides, you know, we don't want to. We just want the instant answer. And we want them, not everyone, but a good majority of people, want their guides to lead their life. And they can.
Right.
But not at the level that people want. People want them to do all the work for them. Guides will not. Guides are only there as guides. They will guide you. They will help you. But when it comes to the work, you have to do it.
With me, I've got severe trust issues. So I have the opposite effect, opposite challenge of most people, which is they want the guides to do everything. And I am so busy doing everything that the guys find me very frustrating because I'm always at the plate.
Right.
So.
And they're always there wanting to do the work that they could help you with,
right,
or lead you to the next, you know, right action step, but you're already trying to outwit them and be like, okay, no, I got this. It's fine.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're down to our last 8 minutes. So, I want you to do your best pitch for yourself. How can people read you? What do you do? How can they find your book? So do three to 4 minutes of shameless self-promotion.
Okie dokie. So my name is Ron Schaefer. You can find me at www.facebook.com/simplyintuitive, all one word, and that's where I do my 3-card readings and also my free reading Fridays, where I get on there and I just chit-chat with all of you and I do free readings for people. You can also go to my website, which is ronschaefer.wix.com/akashic-records, and that's where you can go to book a personal reading with me. I am an Akashic record reader. I'm also a healer. I'm also an intuitive. And I will read cards for you. I will also look into your Akashic records and see what information the Akashics would like to bring through. Just because you have a specific question does not mean that the Akashic records will answer that specific question. The Akashic records deal within the present moment. And so whatever you need to work on presently, that is what the Akashic records will bring up to me. I'm also I'm a clairvoyant as well as a clairsentient and a spiritual intuitive. So basically my readings, I go straight into your heart and I go straight up into spirit. So I enter you through the emotional body and, you know, I kind of clear away some stuff that needs to be cleared away if possible, if the guides or your higher self allows.
Okay. Give that, you did that much too fast.
Oh.
again, give your contact information.
All right. You can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/simplyintuitive, all one word. And you can go to my website, which is ronschaefer.wix.com/akashic-records.
Okay. How can they find your book?
If you would like to find my book, you just have to go on to Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. It's also available on iPhone as well as Kindle and the Nook. And you just type in the Intuitive's Tool Belt, or you can just type in my name, Ronald Schaefer, Schaefer.
Okay. Okay, we're still running. We still have extra time, but that's okay. I will play a longer song. Ron, thank you for being on the show, and the door is always open. I created the show to help myself, but it was boring. So when I started helping others, amazing things started to happen. So the door is open if you would like to come on again, and we'll see everybody next time.
Thank you.
And I found a song that is a favorite of mine that is sort of on the topic. It's by Tina Turner, and it's I Might Have Been Queen.
Ooh.